Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
I'm Dr. Christina Chen, a geriatrician at Mayo Clinic and host of Aging Forward, a podcast highlighting unique topics in geriatric medicine and the science of healthy aging, helping all of us live longer and fuller lives. Whether you're a caregiver for someone or learning how to care for your own health, we're here to help you feel informed, inspired, and empowered. Mayo Clinic's Aging Forward. New episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wow. Welcome to this very special episode, Safety Third. God, you headbanged so hard, Zach. The laptop shaking. You know, Chelsea told me the other day that we've been doing this for like 6 years.
What?
Yeah.
6 years already.
Yeah, it was before the pandemic or just around like during.
I can feel Kevin screaming right now. Let's not talk about that. Is there anything you want to talk about?
No.
You don't want to?
No.
Are you sure? I feel like we have this conversation every year around January.
Yeah, I just turned 28 years old.
That's so. Right, Kevin just turned 28 years old.
Wow, so young and surprised.
I told Kevin we should stop using numbers and just start calling him an old piece of shit.
You're like 2 months behind me.
Yeah, I embrace
you
it.
You little whippersnapper.
I embrace it. You like young guys, do you?
I don't like you.
Okay, well.
Yeah. But I think I'm the youngest.
Yes.
I like Zach.
I'm the youngest of you
what
guys.
What if I...
He's the youngest one here.
Not counting Zach.
Oh, no, I'm youngest.
He's still in college.
I'm like 24. I'm getting to the age where I'm starting to forget.
Enjoy it while it lasts. But, in just a couple of years, your body will fall apart. Your brain will stop working. Other stuff stops working.
Oh, no, I'm fully expecting it.
We have a very special guest for today's episode. You know, I feel like we're kind of in a good spot to like, you know, explore science on the internet. But I'm so lazy until... just last week, I guess, whenever you're watching this, maybe 2 weeks ago, this video popped up and it was recreating Coca-Cola. And I've seen that video pop up every once in a while.
Yeah.
But then people started talking about that video.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've never seen people talk about it. Cause like, I'm a fan of cola. I don't want to say Coca-Cola, but I really like Coca-Cola. I like going. No, I'm sorry. Let me say that again. I like trying different colas. That's what I'm trying to say. I think Coca-Cola is okay. I like it.
So it's like new cola lore just dropped.
Yes, exactly. Like it's, you know, new lemon soda. Like, who cares, right? Like there's something about colas that are so diverse. And so a video where Zach, lab coats spelt wrong with a Z, is your YouTube channel.
It's spelled exactly how it's supposed to be spelled.
Right? Okay. Mr. College Boy. You spent an entire year chemically reverse engineering Coca-Cola and claim to have the most accurate Coca-Cola
flavor profile
because everyone says that they do, like how to make Coke, and I was watching some other videos, you know,
it's all bad,
and I don't think just bad is the right word. I think horseshit, utter bollocks.
Yeah, I think the first half of your video kind of summed up all of the other tries that everybody's done.
Yeah.
You know, like the open cola, and you said they all just kind of taste like Dr. Pepper.
Oh, no, they don't taste like Dr. Pepper. They taste like either flowers or cinnamon or just something completely unlike what you'd think of as
RC cola.
Coke or cola.
It's almost like humans weren't testing it. Like, I've never understood that. I've tried to recreate like different drinks from recipes, and they're just not even close. I don't know how anyone tastes that and goes, yeah, that's good enough.
So to summarize what Zach did on his YouTube channel is he took Coca-Cola, he chemically analyzed it with the help of people with access to chemically analyzing machines. And then you spent a year.
Shout out to Neptunium and mass spec everything.
You'd spent a year, because the mass spec doesn't answer all your questions. It just answers some of your questions. And then you spent that like entire year basically sampling and trial and erroring, like just basically beating your head into a keyboard. It was like monkeys writing Shakespeare, testing yeah. different combinations and trying to figure out what was missing. And you then had people in the video sample your Coca-Cola. I don't yeah. want to say cola, straight
friends,
up Coca-Cola.
Parents, you gave everybody you know diabetes.
So everybody in your video is either lying or you have actually made something that is closer to like at real Coca-Cola than like an RC cola or a store brand cola.
Pepsi.
Correct?
Wait, I have a question.
I don't
oh,
know.
Wait, no, sorry. He can answer that. Okay. I don't want to cut him off.
Okay. Just before Nigel's question, I wouldn't say. Well, I don't know. I haven't actually had RC Cola in a while, but I don't want to say that mine is like better than something that like someone's trying to make it taste like Coca-Cola. I think it's definitely, it's in that ballpark. It's like if someone gave it to you as something and said, hey, here's some Coke, then you're like, oh yeah, this tastes like a Coke. Whereas with like the other recipes that are all like any other recipe that you could make yourself would be like, oh, this doesn't taste like Coke. So the goal is Coca-Cola. It's really close, but I think the thing that I've seen, like, some people get wrong, like, I've seen people, like, reviewing this, like, video already, which is kind of weird.
They've already, like, but, tested the recipe?
No, I haven't tested the recipe, but I've seen people, like,
commentating,
watching, basically reacting to my video, the reaction channels.
I was
going to
say, wow, it's like, that's high. They're
already
people
breaking
don't do that anymore. They're just reacting to it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's just the reaction channels.
Yeah, at least we get but, the yeah, person they, on a podcast and talk to them about it.
Yeah. But the thing that I think they got wrong sometimes the things that I think they kind of missed was like they think I'm saying that I made like exact perfect you can't tell the difference Coca-Cola. This is like it's as close as I was able to get it. It's basically there, but if you like taste them directly side by side, you can like tell there's like something different. But at the same time, it's like if you taste like glass bottle like Mexican Coke or like even canned Coke, there's differences between that and like
yeah.
what I was testing,
like from
was the,
a soda
the plastic fountain. Bottle Coke.
Well, we spent
yeah that's why the McDonald's
that's
fountain
the best.
Drink.
That's
the real
Coke
one.
Is
you
the best in my opinion.
Why?
From McDonald's,
I don't know
you
what
gotta
it is.
Crack
it just
that
tastes
Coke.
Better. It feels crisper.
The mold.
You might like this then, because in my opinion, this stuff is more like the like restaurant style of Coca-Cola.
Okay, well, we spent
that's what reminds
$300 overnight shipping. Bottles of it to Canada for Nigel and bottles here, and we have them, and I think we can be the judge of your claims to have recreated perfect 100% accurate Coca-Cola.
Definitely 100%. No other exception.
Yeah, we're not your accurate. Friends or family, so we're not afraid.
You see, no one gives a shit about like I made something that tastes like Coca-Cola. They all love the idea of like I completely 100% recreated cola. Like that's the best story. And it's what I'm most excited about, to see how close it actually is. And like, I think we just go get it. Nigel, where is yours? You have it with you, right?
With me.
I hope it's cold.
Spirit.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Fuck. Is it warm or cold?
I pre-chilled it.
Okay, cool.
I'm prepared.
I have to go.
And also,
get
I brought. I stopped and got this too, just as an extra.
Does Canadian Coke have
the good stuff?
Sugar or corn syrup? John, bring some cups.
So it has corn syrup, but isn't there like this whole thing too that the acid turns it into like effectively corn syrup anyway?
Interesting.
Yeah, that was basically like a part I actually mentioned in my video.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
If I used like it says like on the bottle like 39 grams of sugar, if I use that equivalent amount of table sugar like sucrose, the acid in it would hydrolyze it, so it adds a water molecule to it, and it gives you effectively more sugar.
Wait, that's insane.
Like glucose and fructose.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Is it like calorically the same? Or is it less calories?
I don't guess.
I think it's probably sweeter, but the calories are the same.
Right. But I think it is that funny thing where it's like cane sugar is supposed to be better, but most of it converts into what is effectively corn syrup anyway. Right?
Yeah.
Like I got
so
like
is this a twist cap or a bottle opener?
I think
it's a bottle opener, right?
Oh, you'll need the bottle opener.
I think this is like an Amazon.
Hey, Nigel,
bottle,
do you have your gadget?
I do, but one second, I have to get it. I'll be back.
I've got a bottle opener here for you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, here, let me hold it up.
Wait, what am I doing?
Bottle of lotion fell. We need open that, please. Just bite it. Use your teeth. I'm actually very excited for this. You know, I have personally, I'm
excited too.
On my list of videos, one of them that I have never done is to try to make my own cola. And I'm glad I didn't ever do that video, because there is no way, after having seen
you
the
effort you
went through.
You would have been included in his video of people who got it wrong.
Completely wrong. Yeah. But I would have acknowledged that. But this tastes like shit. And then I would have backpedaled and said, we've made new soda better than Coke. This is Pepsi 2.
That's the way to do
which
it.
Which is kind of, so Pepsi's wait. Always like an afterthought. It's a second choice, right?
Before we taste this was my question earlier. You said you're a cola appreciator.
Me.
Yes.
Can I clarify, though, that I don't know what I'm looking for?
No, but my question is, are you a person who says that Coke and Pepsi, you can't tell the difference?
No, you can tell the difference. We tested it once and we couldn't tell the difference.
We did a podcast extra, I think, where we tested a bunch of different
colas. And we did really bad.
And the diet versions.
Yeah.
I'm going to ace this. This is going to be so easy for me. This is easy publicity.
How much cola have you drank in the past year?
Because I used to drink a lot of cola.
How
so
much?
I'll see. Okay. I feel like
the real test is going to be if we can convince Nigel that it's in the realm of a Coca-Cola product.
I have about.
Well, I drank so much Coke when I was in my teens that I started venturing away, and I started actually buying things like the No Name or RC Cola just to
the weird ones. And it's always
disappointing. I started getting to the weird territory.
Yeah.
And I started, refining my taste of what I like. But that was also 15 years ago. So maybe my knowledge is dead now.
All right, let's crack them open. Are people going to skip forward?
Okay. So did you open yours already?
No. Yeah. I'm going to do it with audio.
Okay, here, ASMR. Mine's open.
I'm doing a bad job over here, guys. Okay.
Okay, I'm smelling smell it.
Smells like cola.
The first.
It does.
Smells like cola, but I think because I was looking into just generally recreating drink flavors and other stuff. My understanding is that the smell when you open the cap is not necessarily from the flavor. They can put some stuff in there so that when you crack it open, you get a nice smell, but it's not actually
some really volatile oils.
Yeah, it's like it's
not just throwing shade.
No, I'm saying that. So if it doesn't smell exactly like if you crack a Coke, that kind of makes sense. Because in your video, you're not optimizing for that part of the experience. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Things. Okay, I'm smelling the...
It is the smell versus the taste is you will notice a little bit of a dissimilarity. There's a little bit of a difference between what you taste and what you're smelling.
It's,
from my experience tasting this
Coke. It smells like a cola you would get at a candy shop, one of the 20 different brands. It smells like cola, but it's almost a little more less pungent, maybe more soft. God, what a weird... I feel scent and taste are
It's so hard.
It's gone. I've lost it.
You lost it? You got a big schnoz. You should be able to smell all the smells,
the
right?
Smell, all out. The smell is a lighter smell.
I've got a regular Coke.
I don't know how to describe any of this.
Smell your regular Coke too, Nigel.
I did. There's something else in the regular Coke.
From my experience, it seems it's more a lemony sort of thing. Which is really, really hard to match because whenever you just add more lemon oil, it starts to get this more lemon candy type thing. Like those lemon drop candies instead of the sour lemon taste that comes from Coke.
I can't tell if this
it's really hard to get it
is
in.
Is this
there.
Gold dress, blue dress? What's happening right now? It's gold and white.
They're pretty similar.
It's very, it's so weird because it's so similar, but the Coke is just a little bit different.
I don't know, it almost smells sweeter, no?
Do you feel like it smells
thing I'll say is I feel essence of the smell is the same, but there's there's something in the Coke that is extra. I don't know, but the essence, the base is
that darn coca.
All right, pour me some. How do you feel right now, Zach? Are you nervous? Are you, the color looks nice.
I've accepted my fate. Whatever it's going to be, I've accepted it.
I'm going to go directly from the bottle.
It looks a little more, it's like a little less dark than regular Coke. Wait, maybe we should use your cup to do the Coke.
Oh, did I not add enough color to that one?
I think Will's just dripping.
Right?
Will's gassing himself
it's a
up.
Little bit.
They look exactly the same.
A little bit more like a caramely. The caramel color actually has like a caramel flavor to it too, so it's important to use actual caramel color and not like just mixing regular food.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
I mean, I've held them up to light a lot. That was a lot of the testing was just holding it up and like seeing if they were the right color and stuff.
I give you a 10 on the color.
That's good.
Got the easy part out of the way.
Okay.
Okay, we taste at the same time.
Well, William's already going for it.
Wow.
He hates it.
No, that does.
It's got something going on.
Let me taste the regular Coke.
It tastes so crisp.
Mine does or Coke does?
You know, I'm
funny because yours right now.
I feel like I know what Coke tastes like, but then I took a sip of the Coke, the actual Coke, and it tasted exactly the same.
You know,
what the
fuck? It's different.
Yeah, but like, I don't think it's practically different.
I like that one better. I honestly like it better.
The lab. I don't
Coke.
Even know what I'm holding anymore. Which
I think
which?
This is the.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I could tell you right away.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nigel, what do you think?
I'm processing my opinion.
I need a palate cleanser.
I feel like regular Coca-Cola tastes like muted compared to this. Like everything in the stuff that you made, Zach, it feels like all the flavors are more, I don't know, pronounced.
Great.
I just had regular Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, the regular Coke maybe almost is more bitter now that I'm trying to figure out how to analyze Coke.
It does have a little bit. That was another thing that I was kind of like trying to figure out was like what makes the Coke kind of a better, like more rounded flavor. Like mine for the longest time was just exceptionally sweet, which is why I kind of use the excuse of like the hydrolysis reaction with the sugar, just so I could add less and try to tame that sweetness. But honestly, like adding the tannins, like that was like the big thing. Like close to the end of the video,
that's
was, like,
what I'm tasting.
It's on my teeth. I can taste it on my teeth, like the little bit of like grittiness almost that comes from
like
bitter,
the sticky. You know where your teeth kind of
like a gritty tongue feeling. I mean, I don't know if it's actually gritty, but it kind of feels like that dryness that's not really
dry.
Does
mine have too much of that?
No. I think I really genuinely don't know how to describe the difference between the two. Like I'm trying my best right now. And
I've been like trying to compute. The first thing that sticks out to me is like you just mentioned, yours is definitely feels sweeter. And my first instinct or the first like thought I had was, I feel like the Coke flavor. Okay, so the first thing I should say is that, like, I feel like they are definitely similar. But if I went to a restaurant and I asked for Coke and they served me this, I would probably question what Coke they served me.
Bullshit.
But I'm also
bullshit.
Somebody
with brain defense.
I'm obsessed with sodas. So it's like,
I'm kind of with Nigel on this one. I've been with it for so long that I can tell the differences.
I think yours tastes a little weaker.
Yeah, there's something about the Coke. I actually felt like the Coke taste was more like flat. I feel like when I taste yours, kind of like I forget who said it was Kevin or you.
Yeah,
it's
that
like,
was me.
It feels like I can taste the individual flavors a bit, whereas Coke just feels like one ambiguous flavor.
Yeah, homogenous thing.
And I find that because I've spent, I said, some time trying to recreate certain flavors, and I find that that's always the hardest, thing. Like every time I make stuff with flavors, just getting it to all blend perfectly, I feel is like some sort of magic.
Fill yours up more.
Or science that I'm not aware of. And it can be like weird little tricks, or you add like small amounts of other things and it changes. I don't know. There's some sort of magic there that they do that people in, you know, in the flavor science know to really make it feel like a super well-rounded flavor. But then again, after working with benzaldehyde so much, I still like cherry Coke, but it tastes like Coke with just benzaldehyde in it.
Yeah.
So I think depending on I don't know. There are ways.
We're doing a blind taste test right now. I have cleansed my palate with lemon or Kirkland Costco brand LaCroix, which I think might actually not be a great palate cleanse. I have no idea which cola is in my hand. I'm going to look at it. I cannot tell the difference. Is that the open Coke?
No.
Fuck.
Not the open Coke, right?
Okay.
The lab Coke.
You want me to try it? Okay.
Have you got out the open cola yet?
No. Wait, no.
Is that the open Coke?
I can't remember. Yeah.
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 Okay. It definitely it tastes a little sweeter. But it almost, this is bizarre. Like, there's definitely a difference, but it's so close that I think you could chalk it up to like a different restaurant or like ice has melted in it. Like the sort of subtle things that would vary between, you know, a glass that was not just straight out of a bottle, that it, functionally, this is the exact same thing. Like I am certain that a lot of like off brand colas are probably potentially going to like change a recipe. Like I would. Like this is, it's like flabbergastingly nice. Close.
All right, here, now hand me one randomly.
So one thing that I want to say too is I just cleansed my palate for a second and I tasted your Coke again. And I didn't get the same, like the first sip I had, I felt like I said the flavors weren't blended soup. Like it felt like different flavors together. Yeah. But for whatever reason, now when I taste it again, it didn't taste like that. And it kind of reminds me of, again, when I've been trying to work on some flavor stuff.
Regular Coke.
Yeah. It would just be hard. Like sometimes you taste it and 10 minutes later you taste it again and you have a different opinion. Like flavor or your taste is really unreliable.
Yeah. So like whenever I was like preparing this stuff, like not the specific batch, but like working on the recipe.
Okay.
What I would do is I would like purposefully like not eat or like not like taste anything for like a few hours beforehand. And then actually like, well, I'd make the thing, I'd give like my nose honestly some time just like to cool off, because being around like all the oils and stuff, it smells and it gets up in your nose.
Yeah, you're all so saturated.
I tried to distance myself from it for a while. And then I went in to taste it to see if it was kind of what I was looking for, and taste it like alongside some Coke and like, you know, try to get it right. To go to something that actually Nigel said a little bit earlier that I wanted to address.
Yeah.
The like homogeneity between the ingredients. It's a very interesting thing. I've definitely noticed that too. And that's what some other people have noticed, was that, you know, you can kind of pick things out. One of the things that actually makes a big difference is aging the flavor with the acid. So like, since I just sent this guy to you guys and it's like comparatively new,
how new,
the flavors aren't like perfectly homogenized yet, but like in the storing, like, so I, in the video, I had two solutions. I had like the water-based one with the phosphoric acid, and I had the alcohol-based one with the oils. If you mix those two and just leave them for like a few days, it like breaks down the flavors so much so that it like becomes like that sort of weird missing unique Coke flavor.
Mm.
Although it's more like Pepsi than it is like Coca-Cola. So
interesting.
How long ago did you make
it's this a weird thing
batch?
That batch I made, the one you're tasting right now, was like,
is it the one?
Crap. Well, it'd be like basically the day that, or the day after you messaged me to come on the podcast.
Okay, so it's like, only like a couple days old.
Yeah, it's only a couple days old.
Because I think like in like a Coca-Cola bottling plant, like just a supply chain.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be weeks before they get to store shelves.
Yeah, do you think it matters if you age the flavors in the alcohol or the water versus, you know, because they're all going to be mixed in the same proportion in the can or the
like
bottle,
the two,
right?
You think like aging them separately, mm-hmm. like the two components, the A and B components, versus mixing them all together at once and then letting them age in the can.
It definitely does make a difference. Like, so the oils by themselves, you definitely want to give those time to like fully incorporate from, it's very weird. So there's a channel I watched called Art of Drink, which I highly recommend anyone watching checks out. But he had like a video where he talked about why it's important to age the flavors. And to me, and probably like other chemistry type people, like maybe Nigel, whenever you like mix two liquids and you like have them like stirring and stuff, at that point, it seems like, you know, everything's mixed. Mm-hmm. So everything's homogenous. Apparently, on a more like molecular level, that's not as much the case, is what he made it sound like. Is like giving it time actually allows like certain like microscopic areas inside to more thoroughly like
diffuse almost.
Diffuse and mingle.
I mean, that makes sense. I don't know anything about this, but it feels like, you know, just the difference between things will cause, you know, different, like, you know, like when they're mixing, like things are gonna maybe want to clump together.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Like what are the chances that you know what I'm saying? Like what, like do things actually perfectly mix unless they're dissolved?
Well,
I'm just saying what he said.
Because I've seen the Art of Drink. I've watched a bunch of his channel. So it's like, because I was saying, I was trying to look into drink making and everything. And actually, when I saw his channel, I was like, oh my God, why wasn't this? I think his channel's relatively new. But when I was trying to make, you know, my little grape soda and stuff, I felt completely lost because I'm like, I don't know how to make sodas. But when he's a really good resource in general on just sodas and flavors. But he's talked about like the mm-hmm. whole aging thing. And to me, it's like kind of like what you're saying. It doesn't really make sense because in my head, the only way the flavor changes is if there's a reaction. But then it's also so slow. Like you were saying that sometimes I think it's like you age it for a very long time and the flavor does change. So I'm like, I don't really, there in my mind, there has to be
some sort of reaction going on. I think it's your mouth. Probably. It's like the delivery, no?
Yeah, it's the delivery.
It's got to be the delivery.
So I was saying, think about like salt on a potato chip.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of the salt on that chip is on the outside of that chip.
Yeah,
if you mixed it into the potato chip, it wouldn't taste salty.
Yeah, you could take the same amount of salt and mix it like homogeneously into the food. I mean, just do like scrambled eggs, or that's what I cook every morning.
Yeah.
Like I notice, I mean, and I feel stupid having, you know, noticed this and not actually thought, if you put salt into the eggs when you're mixing them, you don't actually end up touching most of the eggs with your tongue. And so you're eating a lot of salt that you're not tasting. Whereas if you put the salt on top, you get these like salt bombs that do touch your tongue because they're not hidden inside of, you know, because you don't like blend things in your mouth. Well, I don't blend things in my mouth when I eat them. I like generally.
William doesn't fully chew his food.
I don't
food.
Fully chew my
say,
food.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't the point of chewing?
No, it helps with pooping. I'm just making that up. Don't take that advice if you were considering it. And I think that like there could be something where if you let them age, they better integrate together, which makes it easier for the different things to affect the tongue equally.
This I'm sounds saying, pretty
I,
new way.
I like it.
I think
I like
the delivery
it.
Is the most complicated part of drugs, right?
Also, yeah, essential oil that doesn't mix with water very well. Mm. And it has like a really low solubility. It might form like a little layer up top. So you're getting too much of that.
That's the one you smell when you open it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just take a step back.
No, fuck you.
What is dissolution?
I have no idea.
Magic.
I think that's the question we have to solve to figure out the answer.
Yeah, but like what Kevin was saying, like oils like dissolving.
Correct. I feel like that's actually something, not a bad idea.
Yeah, but like one of the things I kind of noticed was that a lot of the other recipes, which I know I sent you guys two different colas.
You sent two different ones?
Yes. Yeah.
What's the difference between the bottles?
He sent open cola too.
Well, the one that's unlabeled doesn't have my red label thing on it. That one is open cola, which is another version.
Okay.
And it's I'll let you taste it, but it's...
I'll go grab it.
I thought I didn't realize it was very... I put it in the fridge. It's warm. Fuck.
But yeah, I do feel like when Kevin mentioned, sorry, about the oils, it's because there are some chemicals. I mean, obviously oil doesn't mix that with water. Some things have like really crap solubility, and they're, you know, it could just take a really long time for it to actually disperse properly. I feel like that could play a part, but then I just feel like there has to be some sort of like slow reaction or something. But that also would be...
Wouldn't that show up on the
yes.
mass spec?
Oh, it does. 100% it does.
Oh, okay.
So like whenever so heating accelerates reactions.
Yeah.
So whenever I did not heat it at all and I sent it off to get analyzed, it came back with a lot of like limonene and some other certain flavors that are still present in it. But whenever I heated it with the acid in the water, then there was almost no limonene whatsoever, and it all converted, all hydrolyzed into alpha-terpenyl, just like what you find in Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. And also, like, dispersing it into the soda, one of the things I found with other colas, like the one that I think Kevin's going to get, is the amount of oil they want you to add to it
is
just such an incredibly large amount. It makes no sense. It's above the solubility limit of all the compounds in it. Like, the stuff's going to separate eventually. And also, like, well, you'll see the flavor. The flavor is kind of unique, we shall say.
That's the nicest way to say
there is a thing, too. There is a thing, too, I know with, like, again, my limited knowledge about sodas and stuff. But it is that, like, other additives play a role. So I know that, I think, like, because I found that, I think it is a thing. People add emulsifiers, but I think citric acid does help some oils stay in the solution. I don't know how.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. The helper chemicals or whatever you would call that, which are like not a part of the flavor, but that are a part of like, you know, like,
but
you know,
they are part of the flavor.
Oh shit.
It's like they add to the flavor, but they also affect the like solubility and stuff in general. It's super complicated.
It seems like
it's very interesting.
They would just make Coca-Cola like ingredients. And they just like put their hands up and walked away. They're like, yep, this is it. It's perfect. We like have to memorize this.
We did it.
Like, they didn't actually know what they were doing. They just made it, and that's what it is.
Well, I think there's like a whole, there's also a whole like theory about Dr. Pepper, because I think that's kind of what it was. Like, some guy just made a mixture of syrups, and then it was just kind of good, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lore behind it.
Yeah, what are you going to try to do? Well, okay, why cola? I mean, obviously Coca-Cola is like the biggest brand of beverage.
Dude, this smells like the black markers. You know, like the smelly markers?
This is the open cola. Okay, this is what I like imagine Coca-Cola smells like, but it's definitely not what Coca-Cola smells like.
It smells like the black licorice marker from elementary school.
That's way stronger. Holy shit. I kind of like it.
Yeah, I'll open it up and see.
Yeah, it does smell like a sticker.
Wait.
It's like,
okay, let's. As a disclaimer
for this recipe, their recipe was not very precise with like amounts of caramel and like caffeine and stuff.
Anase?
So I basically used the amounts that are found in Coca-Cola. So I might have given them a little bit of an edge.
So the one thing I'll say,
official recipe.
The one thing I'll say,
you're tasting
about the open cola. I guess it's the cinnamon. I smell cinnamon. I smell something else. I feel like
that's rough. No.
It's good in its own way, though.
I feel like when I taste Coke, open cola.
That would be like a Christmas.
Really,
they could release
top.
That as like a Christmas Coke.
I feel like I just walked into like a grocery store in like the end of November when they started putting the pine cones in there that are, you know, like the scented pine cones.
Those brooms, the cinnamon brooms.
This is like literally cinnamon broom soda.
Yeah, it's very heavy in cinnamon. You want to know what's in it?
Yeah.
So, guessed cinnamon. So, I'll do a little comparison
licorice,
for you. Aside from the fact that this one has a lot more oil in it, a lot more of the flavor oils, the ingredients that it has in it is like 5 times more cinnamon, nutmeg, spices. It also has lavender and it has, what was the other ones? Well, I mean, it has like, instead of having like, my cola has lemon and lime as the primary citrus with like a, like 2% or 1% orange. This is like, the open colas is like 30% orange, like 10% lemon and some lime in there. I think it's like 20%, but completely different citrus
this is ratios
and profiles.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. The open cola is like 100% store brand cola. Like it's nowhere near cola.
I don't even know. It tastes like, it tastes like a candle shop decided to make their own cola.
It really does. It feels like a drink is fighting with a candle store. Like it couldn't pick their own.
Yeah, you couldn't pass that off if somebody gave that to you. No. Like, here's Coke. You wouldn't you'd say like, what is this? But
I'd be like,
yours,
I think it's
you could definitely poison. Pass it off. And in fact, if you handed me the regular Coke afterwards, I would think that the real Coke was Pepsi or some other store brand. So I feel like yours has
whenever I gave the open cola to some friends of mine, they said it tasted like a Bath and Body Works.
Yeah. I think you should just commandeer the name Open Cola. Are they going to actually fight you on it?
Oh, who knows anymore?
Open. What if you just call it Open Coke? Oh, that sounds bad.
Yeah, so what I would say is Open Cola.
How do you, can you push to the Open Cola repository? How do you do that?
Is there a GitHub that you can do a pull request?
Wait, I just want to say Open Cola, I feel like, is not even a drink. Like, you can't.
No.
It's not drinkable in any serious sense. Whereas as I go back and forth with the lab cola, I think it is just on the cusp. Like, again, I'm like I drink a lot of soda, but if you served it to me, I might say
Nigel's a diehard.
I'd be like, if you served it to me, I'd probably be like, is this actually Coke? And if you went yes, and you showed me you tricked me, showed it was in a bottle, I'd be like, oh, I guess. It's a weird factory that made it.
Like this is Japanese.
The syrup's
it's
running
Japanese
a little low.
Coke.
There's a cockroach stuck
Japanese,
in the syrup straw.
Like, you could convince me. Uses some the open cola seasoning. Is like, yeah. I'd pour it out. If you use the open cola, I'd pour it out because I'd be like, there was poison in this bottle.
I think that open cola is something that you make with your friends for fun as an experiment. I think the lab cola is a thing you would actually make if you wanted to drink a shit ton of Coke and not spend the absolute asinine amount of money that it costs.
Yeah,
to buy Coke.
Classic open source.
Am
I right?
Yes, right. It's just like it's
no
like,
user experience.
Uh huh. Which one has more ingredients?
Mine does.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. I actually bought everything needed to do it, and I spent. Well,
you did?
Yeah, with the overnight shipping to like make sure stuff could get here quickly, so I could be relevant and tag. You know, what do they call that when you're behind a semi truck saving gas?
Tailgating.
Oh, tailgating.
Drafting.
Oh, drafting. So I could draft off of the success of your video and try to get some views off of that. So thank you. It was relatively expensive, but still.
Yeah, like so I said in the video, the startup cost is.
I think you
rough.
Yeah, the most expensive part was what's the weird flavor, the F1, what was that called?
Fenchel.
That one I had to get at a specialty shop.
Yeah.
That one, Amazon didn't have it.
One. Have you opened that one yet?
I have not. It just showed up today.
It is a very specific flavor that I have noticed in Coke.
Yeah.
But by itself, it has a range of smells based on how concentrated you're smelling.
Oh, cool.
In low concentrations, as soon as you open it, it's like that incredibly musty, earthy, like moldy sort of smell, which is super weird, and it just pervades everything.
I heard it was like the smell of basil. Or like that's where basil gets a lot of its aroma from.
Well, I didn't really notice that, but like you inhale like a lot closer to it, it's like more like menthol, because it's a little bit similar, like structurally, I believe.
I
have to look back at the formula.
I dug a lot into smells when I was. I had like an idea to make. I can't remember which candle flavor it started with, but like I wanted to make a candle, and that's sort of where the Skatol came from.
Oh no!
And I found this website that had like an insane database of what things taste like that you probably should never taste, what they smelled like, and like I think what I noticed is the concentration of the smells had a huge effect on the actual smell itself. So like the Skatol, what do you call it? Skatol, Bikini Skatol. when you put your nose in the jar, Will's it had too smells, much sugar. I know, and didn't sleep enough. It smells, it doesn't have that shit smell, right? It doesn't smell like poop. But from a distance,
it smells like mothballs,
yeah. Right?
Or something.
From a
or
distance,
floral.
Though, it's like Woo. A porta potty a quarter mile down the road at a rave on a 90-degree day.
But well, like, even further out, it's like flowery.
Yes, like that's mm-hmm. crazy that something can have like varying yeah. different like smells in your brain yeah. when it's the same thing, just in different quantities.
We had some of that for yeah. Scare the Coyote. It was like what you added it to a candle or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he brought it for show
yeah.
and tell.
Yeah, for show and tell. And somebody threw the rest of the bottle away. Like,
no, it's here.
No, or something.
Or the candle, maybe.
Something. They threw something with Skatol in it in the trash can. Oh, yeah. And like, depending on like the mm-hmm. wind, it would like, you would smell like
it's,
something good
it's still under,
or something
yeah.
disgusting.
It's in
it was
a
just
Coffee
like,
Mate creamer jar.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh.
if you see the Coffee Mate creamer jar out there, oh, I don't put it, because I don't put it in the tool room because it makes the tool room smell shit. Like just the diffusing yeah. through the plastic gives it the shit smell.
But it gives it such a, it's like a barn smell. It's just like barn yes. with horses and livestock in it.
It's like, it's oh, almost boy. Like you're, I mean, you are like a neural network, right? But like the neural network is like it, different quantities of a thing get interpreted completely differently. So it's like a really intense skittle is like, you know, something that's not shit, but a yeah. mild amount of it then like attributes to shit.
Because that's usually really, how much you smell when you're smelling.
Yes, exactly.
Shit.
Like I think there's something
like
kind
that
of
concentration.
But there is right. something weird. It's the other stuff that you're smelling with it that affects it, and your smell. I mean, your smell when you're when you smell or taste anything, it's like thousands of I don't even know how many chemicals at the same time. Mm. And like I think your brain will interpret it and then mute some things and amplify others, and you get kind of like this profile. And I guess your brain just gives. Kind of usually one smell or taste
yeah.
As like a summation. And like one thing that was really has been always odd to me was this is, I mean, way before COVID when people were losing their smell, I had a bunch of sinus problems. And there's a thing, I think I've talked about this. You can rinse your sinus with, you do a sinus rinse with a little bit of baby soap in it.
Okay.
And it was a thing that was actually a product on the market for a while, but 1% of people, it messes their smell up. And I was one of them, but I decided to just do the regimen anyway, which is like twice a day or three times a day for 2 weeks.
Like
and I completely lost my smell.
For how long?
Yeah, it's like a neti pot. But I completely lost my smell for like a month. But when it as it came back, everything smelled different. And the weirdest thing to this day is that smoke smelled like a moist basement.
Huh.
Like it was that's, not that acrid smoke smell. And then as my smell came back, the smell evolved eventually over like 2 years until I got that smoke
Nigel.
Smell.
Your shit's
you're giving the haters fuel to the whole Nigel can't smell the thioacetone stuff.
Oh no. This was like way but my smell's been fine for years. But it was like
you're fine.
Fine. Yeah, fine. I actually have a very good sense of smell, I'll have you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Zach, what is your favorite smelling molecule or like single component chemical?
That's such a nerdy question. I love Ooh. It.
Thank you.
Well, I've smelled a lot of them. Like, honestly, that was probably my first series, if you could call it that, on YouTube, was making all of the most horrible smelling chemicals. Thioacetone was the first one that actually Nile Red, Nigel, got me.
We
got
to add another one. It's my first. Drugs. Bombs yeah. and gross smells. I feel like gross smells.
That is really, yeah. honestly, the trifecta.
Okay, I think we've been missing one for quite a while now. We just finished it. All right, continue.
So, yeah, like Nigel mentioned my thioacetone video. That's kind of what got me like actually going from like 5,000 subscribers to like 30,000 or something, and then going from there. But aside from that, like I smelled the selenium version of thioacetone, which was like. Worse, but not like mind-blowingly worse. Favorite smells, though, just for the sheer like power and strangeness of it, I'm gonna say like N-butyl isocyanide. That one was like so completely out there and so incredibly overpowering that.
Can you describe it?
And it's not like
Nigel.
So like it's different from like thioacetone and like the other like
super stenches. Like those ones,
these like rotten like smells. Like where are we going? Are we going like a field of flowers or a field of dead horses? Where are we
like
at?
An industrial? This is a field of burning rubber.
This is
and plastic?
A field of aliens.
Oh, is that the thing somebody sent us in the mail?
Yes, I think so. Was that you? Did you send that to us?
I don't think I sent. Well, I mean, unless you ordered it.
No,
I like.
How do you ship
like
them in a water bottle?
In a small vial no. inside a water bottle.
Okay, then it wasn't yours.
No, in a water bottle. You,
with some
I don't
duct
know what
tape
you got.
Around it.
I mean, that's basically what it was.
Electrical nope. tape in a water bottle.
We were looking
in
at that like we should
bag.
Not open this.
Yeah.
That's probably a biological weapon or some sort of
we opened
explosive
it.
Device. Nice.
Can you describe the smell of it?
He's had... So, the smell of that, it's a mixture of things can be kind of used to describe it. It's like I've smelled car exhaust, like as I was just been walking down campus.
You don't
I
have
smell
to.
Car
you,
exhaust.
You can tell
that
us
kind
of
reminds me
of
it.
Why you, how you smelled the car exhaust. You don't have to say it was a passing smell.
No, but yeah, it's a little bit like car exhaust, like super glue. It's got like the sort of like melting plastic sort of smell, but not like burning plastic. It's like just like on the verge of like melting, sort of. It's a very artificial smell, but like as soon as it gets in your nose, you can just like taste it like on every taste bud. It's just, it goes everywhere whenever you smell it.
Does that have that kind of like lidocaine taste from the dentist? Or is it different?
Oh no, this is like
worse.
This is hell in your nose. This is just awful.
Really?
But yeah, I like that one just because it's not a lot of people smelled it. I've been trying to get Nigel to smell it, but I don't know. We'll see.
Dude, how the fuck? Nose work. What is this like yeah. wizard shit?
I'm gonna have to go back and find that episode, the unboxing, because I think yeah, I think that was the chemical.
It was crazy smelling.
Yeah.
I was afraid of it.
Yeah, because we actually only opened the water bottle
yeah,
that came
yeah.
in because it was inside of a vial.
Never opened the vial.
In a water bottle and uh-huh. just enough leaked out, yeah.
Like I can imagine that like the USPS person that delivered it was like, fuck, is the building on fire?
Yeah.
Is my like e-brake on the truck? Like there's just, it's like, you know, when you're doing like any like electrical work and you just like smell a little bit of that, like it's not mm-hmm. a candle that's gone out. It's like a smoky plastic and your brain just goes, oh shit, something's wrong.
Yeah.
It has that like, oh shit, something's wrong smell. Like it's an industrial toxic, like electrical hazard.
Like
but
the
like
truck
mechanical.
Bed. Liner
yeah but like spray. On fire and there's like a you know 15,000 volts arcing across it
yeah
creating like some secondary...
yeah it's like cured epoxy and burning epoxy. It's like a yeah. lot of things at the same time
right. I don't know why somebody would make
that's
that
wild
yeah what is it for what
are... probably who knows ooh,
a soda flavor.
Oh I hope not.
I would, honestly, though, I think that'd be...
in terms of goods, if we're going to good smells,
yeah.
I've kind of liked. I remember a while ago I made like some nitrobenzene to like make aniline, and it was actually for that same isocyanide project, but it had like a very strong like cherry flavor, kind of like benzaldehyde.
Wait, cherry smell or flavor?
Smell. If I said flavor, I didn't mean it. I did not taste nitrobenzene.
Like, you're eating nitrobenzene.
No nitrobenzene has been consumed on this. By me. But yeah, the smell.
What would happen if you did consume it?
Probably a lot like nitroglycerin, like vasodilation type
okay.
stuff. Probably.
I don't know what it does. I just feel like it can't be good.
In what?
It's point? Probably It's like carcinogenic.
Yeah, exactly.
That's future me's problem.
You
though.
Don't
want to
drink
sip.
It.
I'm gonna look it up. Toxicity of nitroglycerin.
Look it up or look it up.
Look it up.
You get to have, you know, if you eat it, you become a footnote at the bottom of the page.
Yeah. Yes, you could. Yeah, you could be.
You
on,
could be the case study.
You could be a data set. And rent for Chubby.
You can go in the Wikipedia article and edit the little section that says flavor, taste,
like shit. What if you? Okay, so have you had? Do you have any concerns about? I know they would never do this, but like Coca-Cola legal. Has anyone reached out to you at all except for, I bet you've gotten a lot of emails in the past week.
Not terribly.
Does one of them say
like
Coca-Cola.org?
Cease and desist.
Yeah. Or is it like,
no,
we'll kill you.
No cease and desists. So that's probably like half the comment section is like people saying, he's dead. But no, I'm not concerned about Coca-Cola like legally, because like the thing that I made used tea tree oil. Mm. Tea tree oil is not.
I'm Dr. Christina Chen, a geriatrician at Mayo Clinic and host of Aging Forward, a podcast highlighting unique topics in geriatric medicine and the science of healthy aging, helping all of us live longer and fuller lives. Whether you're a caregiver for someone or learning how to care for your own health, we're here to help you feel informed, inspired, and empowered. Mayo Clinic's Aging Forward. New episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
Not something, it's not a food product. Mm. It's not listed as something you can put in food. Mm. Although, even though, you know, whenever I add it to it, then,
you know, you're allowed
the
to
chemical
have like
composition,
so many
everything's
bugs
in the same
and stuff too. And that's not listed as food, but they say it's okay.
Really?
For it
tea tree oil isn't like an approved food item?
But in what quantity, right?
Like, no. So like, no, in any quantity. Really? You can't have any quantity of tea tree oil.
What the fuck? Yeah, you spent us tea tree oil and you shouldn't have?
Yeah, gotta do what you gotta do.
I'll do it again.
I hate tea tree oil.
Why?
I used to work at a like health food grocery store. Everything, dude, the soaps, the perfumes, the smells, it's like old people covered themselves in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like to hide the what.
But people have been like commented that like, you know, you shouldn't use tea tree oil. It's toxic. No amount. What I tell them is basically the dose makes the poison. Mm. The amount that's in this is the chemical composition is the same as Coke. Yeah, there's nothing in there that's not in Coke. It's all just the same terpenes, terpenoids, things like that. So it's in these amounts, you're honestly absorbing less in your body than if you're like rubbing on your hands as a lotion or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So it's not a concern, at least to me.
So like how much in each bottle, how much tea tree oil would you say there is?
Per liter, so those vials are like 300 something milliliters. For a full liter, it's like 1 microliter.
You like
so
inhale
like,
that cutting
it's
a tea tree
minuscule. It's like milligram
chainsaw,
level.
Breathe that in.
It's tiny.
Man, that's crazy. It's like such a small amount, and it has, you know, a noticeable effect on the flavor.
Yeah. So and there's even less of like the that of like the oil. That's like 8% of the total like oil mixture that I put in. The fenchel and the coriander are like 0.6 and 0.7, respectively. Mm. So it's like 10 times less than that is how much those ingredients are in the Coke, too. Mm. So it's just incredibly tiny amounts of it that are, you know, contributing all the flavor and all that.
Good. Have you considered selling, like, the syrup or bottles? I know you have it on your Patreon. You actually, like, did you even advertise that at all in the video that you were...
I did, but I took it out. So.
Why?
Gave some away. There was like a giveaway at the end of the
video. I sold too many.
Really?
So basically I posted in the video, basically, if you want a sample of like the concentrate, basically like I mix like the water-based solution with like the caramel color or the caffeine, all that with the alcohol-based solution in the right ratios and sell it to people as a research type thing. I say, I'll sell it to you. It's for research purposes only. Wink, wink.
Right.
But
slurp, slurp. Wink, wink.
I had to say that because in the end, it's not something that the FDA would probably like.
What is the FDA? What do they even say over there?
Dude, there's no laws anymore.
What the fuck?
No one's gonna come
after
you.
A little sodi pop and sell it. You fucking
don't say that. They're gonna come after me now.
Lemonade every other weekend. I don't know what they're putting in that.
So, I sold the mixture things on the video. I posted the thing in the video. I said, if you want it, you can just send me like $25 and your address to my like
how many
PayPal
did you sell?
Thing. I sold over 700.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot.
When did you
I
take
made
it
more,
down?
I made more.
Like what view number?
I took it down on like day 3.
Okay.
Wow.
So like a few million views.
God, you should have left it up and then like hired your friends to just sit in a garage for a day packing. What looks like drugs.
It's
probably
time to cook.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's time to cook.
Yeah. No, I kind of got to the point, like, I finally read, there was, like, only one comment, but I read it, and it was, like, legally, blah, 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 FDA,
no,
this, that.
No,
like,
don't listen to those people.
No,
ever.
Fuck them. No way. Dude, when you go to the taco
the
truck down the street.
He's going
to
be in jail.
I want
no
money, not jail time.
Bro.
They'll never do it.
What the fuck are they gonna say? You got you like a t- no way, no way. Unless you were selling like no, there's I can't even like what the what do you have to do to sell something at a grocery store? You don't have to go to the FDA.
No, you are, well, you have to like
get a barcode. You add yourself to the barcode database.
This, like this
you,
would be. They would, dude, they might
it's a
even
facility
they
thing.
Might not even send you an email.
Yeah, you okay, here like, I think if you went to a factory that bottled things that had yeah. their food license for packaging food, that is all you would have to do. I actually genuinely think that is it. I have a friend who bottles who like brews beer commercially. I can ask him. But like I genuinely think that like what are you going to do? Go get like every single piece of food tested. Like they don't do that. My grandma used to sell mustard at grocery stores.
I don't know. All I know is that this stuff has tea tree oil in it and they say tea tree oil is a no-no and I'm selling it.
Yeah, but also so you're allowed to have like 5 ladybugs per like head of lettuce.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to the more scientific minded of us, but those are,
okay.
those are
I'm
the
gonna,
things.
I'm going to show you something really quick. You can't see it, but I'll read it out loud. Coca-Cola ingredients, okay. carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, caramel color, phosphoric acid, natural flavors, caffeine. Where on this does it say tea tree oil?
Natural flavor.
That's right.
Those are natural flavors.
It, for all they know, natural flavors is some oil I bought on Amazon. Do you think any of the stuff you buy on Amazon like won't kill you if you use too much of it? Dude, it's all got like, you know.
Dude, kids vape.
From my experience, anything
cigarettes?
Can kill you if you try hard.
Get out of here with the tea tree oil. Eat dude. My ass. Let this man have his fucking pirate Coca-Cola little stand so he can pay for college. Fuck you.
I get all kinds of people in my comments like, oh, like especially the laser video. They're mm-hmm. like, I was, you know, I can't believe how you were pointing this laser up in the sky. Like ugh. I'm contacting the FAA. They're going
to
arrest
kill
you.
God.
Dude, if the FAA or whatever never talked to me about my giant laser, they're not going to, FDA is not going to care about tea tree oil.
Yeah. There's only one way that
I'm not. That's why I can. That's why I'm selling like these. Fine. So where I got to was basically, sales were like slowing down. So I was like, okay, this is fine. And I don't want to be like, I don't want to get an email like 6 months from now saying, hey, can I still have something?
Yeah,
like
that's it's gone. That would be annoying.
So
listen,
yeah, like that
listen,
point, I was like, okay,
listen,
stuff's going downhill.
Get your bag.
I can take it out.
List that shit back up. Put it back up. Hire your friends for a weekend. Do it.
I might say that is solely run. Will's advice.
Well, how much
legal advice? This is legal advice.
Wait, how big were the sample vials?
It's like 60 milliliter. Just like
that's a lot. Vials. That's a lot. You could probably sell like 5 milliliters. How much goes into a liter?
Well, I had like the bottles and I diluted them down to where basically one bottle would make 2 liters.
Oh, okay. So. Okay, that makes more sense.
You know, you could definitely like this is just an idea. When we were doing Mr. Beast Squid Game, I was doing research, I think about 23 hours a day. One of the things I researched was like, how do you package, you know, fluids into a package, a custom fluid? And I stumbled across like cosmetic/condiment packaging machines, which are a strip of plastic, like a tube that's like, you know, foil, like metalized. Yeah. And it pours liquid in and then it heat seals it, right? So there's like a thing that goes thunk, thunk.
Yeah, like ketchup thunk. Packets.
Yes. You could probably find a place that would do this for you in quantity of a couple thousand, and you could just dose it exactly the right size for like a 12-ounce glass of soda water, and then just sell those and not have to deal with any of the packaging. The only thing you would, I think, legally need but you're not selling it as food. It's not a beverage. You like it's a thing that has to be mixed. And you're also not selling that many of it.
That's kind of where
it's just food.
That's kind of where I went with
call
it.
Call it an essential oil concentrate.
Yeah. Yes.
Of Coca-Cola.
For your balls.
So like that's kind of where I went with it. Yeah.
A ball tincture.
That's where I went with this stuff too, basically, was like selling it as basically, this is a research thing. This is for research. It's officially being sold for that purpose. It's a chemical mixture. If you want to consume it, you consume it at your own risk. That's basically
like all the other sketchy chemicals on eBay.
I mean,
can eat anything you want. Just
you're very noble.
So that
people do far worse things in this country for money.
My friend sent me your video, texted me and said this guy's gonna get offed. And when I clicked on the video, it had like 50,000 views on it, and now you have over 5 million. How many subscribers have you gained in the past week?
Over 100,000. Wow. I was at like 170 something. Now I'm at like close to 300.
And you said that you are planning on going to college.
oh, I'm already, I'm 6 years into a 4-year degree.
Hey! Oh, you said you're going back to college for,
oh, no,
like,
I'm not
for the
back.
Semester. Going, the semester is starting again.
I'm actually, like, right now, I'm in the college building right now.
Is this, okay, like, like by choice? Like, you're just, you prefer to go slow, or you're just, like, failing shit left and right?
No, I feel like, so, it was a funny story. I've told this to a lot of my friends, but basically, I was starting to wonder if maybe chemistry was more like the path I wanted to go for. And then I kind of let my grade slip like one semester and I failed one class that was only offered in the fall. So I spent like the next year or so, I switched over to chemistry and I was like, is this what I want to do? And it was like about the same. So I was like, eh, and I switched back. So
what do
just
you
wasted
do?
A little bit what of
time were you doing
in
before?
There.
What are you doing now?
What I was doing and what I went back to and what I'm in now is chemical engineering.
There's a difference to use, man.
So, yeah, it's basically like large scale chemistry. Like chemist does like stuff in like the lab scale stuff, like mixing things for this, that, and the other thing. Chemical engineering is like
making big batches of Coca-Cola.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Industrially.
Yeah. Big batches.
Okay. Okay. I see where this is going.
And like one feed
That's
line
how
that just makes
my mass
it.
Production.
What's the next soda? You did root beer before, right? But that wasn't
I did. That was
root beer. That was not.
Yeah, that's kind of that's where I started from for like this whole Coca-Cola thing. I literally like last year in like March or something, I was like, my root beer video did really well. Everyone loves Coca-Cola, so why don't I just try that? This will be like a little weekend project.
God, that guy's smart.
Fast forward till now. But in terms of other colas, I have already done like a energy drink one. I made an analog of caffeine that is 10 times stronger than caffeine, and I accidentally drank 200 milligrams of it. So there was that video.
I feel like that would put you into like bad territory. Yeah.
200 milligram.
Honestly,
equivalent?
No.
What's the, you had 2000 milligrams of caffeine equivalent.
Yes. It was a rough day.
What the fuck, dude? How did that go down? That's like, I don't even think that's a day. I think that's a like close my eyes and wait for this to be over.
It was,
that's like a Red Bull vodka.
It was
50 hour like, energy.
Shit.
Yeah. So like this particular analog of caffeine, like it's basically like, it's like one allyl theobromine is what it's called. So you replace the methyl group on the one position nitrogen with an allyl group, which is already a kind of sketchy because allyl stuff, the allyl functional group, and those tend to be a little bit more carcinogenic, it seems like.
I was going to say, I don't like allyls.
Yeah. I'm actually, the allyl bromide, that stuff was stinky. That was awful stuff. But so I made that stuff. I rinsed it very thoroughly to make sure there was none of that stuff left in it. And I measured out what I thought was 20 milligrams, you know, equivalent to 200 milligrams of caffeine. And I thought it was that. So I saw the scale. It said 0.2 grams. I thought that was 20 milligrams for some reason. And I put it in a drink and I drank it.
Oh shit!
And then I went to work. And an hour or so into my shift, I was like, you know, kind of shaky a little bit. The thing with this analog of caffeine is it's about 10 times stronger on like central nervous system type stuff. So like, you know, the
wakefulness,
mental, I guess, parts of caffeine.
Yeah. Is this like the, they do the doctor test where they like click your knee with the thing and it like your 10 times stronger reaction?
I don't think I tested it. It didn't change it doesn't change your reaction rate, but it does, you know, like the stimulant properties. It's like the stimulant stuff is like, it's 10 times stronger stimulant wise, but in terms of like heart, which is kind of why I wanted to make it, it's like about the same as caffeine. So you get all the mental stuff without like a pounding racing heart.
Okay.
So that's basically where I was at. And I literally came home. My dad's actually, both my parents are in the medical field.
That probably gives you a lot more
my dad hooked me up to like
experiments, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But, he hooked me up to like an EKG, like that he just has since that's part of his job. And my heart rate was like 80 something.
Wow.
And it was fine. As I was sitting in the chair, like, you know, shaking. So
holy shit.
It was,
how long did it last?
A good part of the day was spent since it has that allyl functional group, it tends to be like, it tends to get through your system slower than regular caffeine.
Straight up the, what was the alcohol called?
Tertiary amyl alcohol.
Dude, you could make like the ultimate Red Bull vodka that just lasts for like 36 hours. It just lives in your body.
Yeah.
That's fucked. It would taste like, what did it taste like? Was it like an off taste?
No, it just
fine.
It didn't taste like anything, really. I mean, I mixed it into a drink. I was like, oh, it was 200 milligrams.
Yeah.
Because the amyl alcohol tasted like paint thinner.
It was like way too close to gasoline. But there's like a whole, it was so bad. We were like, looked this up. There's like a bunch of, you know, subreddits, obviously, for everything. And the people talking about the tertiary amyl alcohol were off their fucking shit. It was horrific reading these stories about, basically being drunk for like 24 hours straight.
So wait, how did that experience change? Did it change your perspective about trying, you know, psychoactive things that you make?
I will say yes. This has kind of been an ongoing thing, honestly. Me and Nigel have been in a Discord, and they know my exploits.
I've already shared my opinion.
I don't make an, I don't know what the word would be, not make an effort, not, I don't go out of my way to go tasting random chemicals I make.
But I'll do it again!
I tried to.
Like you said, Will, it's either drugs, bombs, or stinky smelling
chemicals.
Have you made
bombs? Have you made any explosives?
I will not say I made bombs.
Okay, have you made any chemicals that could explode?
Define bomb.
Holy shit. You've done it. Is there another one? Are we missing one? Or have we actually just cracked the third egg? Stinky shit?
Drug bombs, explosives? Drugs.
Yeah, like tear gas would.
No, I feel like everybody who gets into chemistry has made some sort of drug,
poisons.
Some sort of explosive, and something poisonous or stinky.
It's the first chemistry. The thing that gets you into chemistry.
Yeah.
Something that lights on fire, something that smells like shit, and something that makes
you feel like
you
shit.
Feel like shit. what's your plan for your future videos? Like, obviously you kind of struck a nerve. I think your root beer video was not about a brand, right?
No, it wasn't like a specific brand. I think honestly, part of what got that video doing so well was the fact that the main thing that I extracted is safrol, which is what they use to make MDMA. So you got the root beer and you got the druggies.
Yeah.
Back to drugs.
They're like, what the fuck is this? It's not what I'm looking for.
Your video, like the watch time falls off.
Yeah,
after,
right.
You're like halfway through. Once they figure out how to extract the safrol, they just stop watching.
Shit.
Yeah.
I think what's another soda that you think people would be interested in? Like, I don't know. I mean, you could
Diet Coke. What is Mountain Dew? What is Mountain Dew?
Do people really want
to? I've thought about that one. I don't have as much of a connection to Mountain Dew as probably most people do, but the one that I've honestly thought about before is honestly Red Bull one of the energy drinks.
I heard that
I really like that flavor, and it's just
thing in Thailand. Someone told me. Who the hell was
It's like Red Bull.
I tried the Thailand one.
What is it?
Not
it's
impressed.
Like some herbal thing? Really?
No, it's just like a really sweet, concentrated, non-carbonated version of Red Bull.
Actual Red Bull is then a sort of less concentrated version of that either recipe or just herbal. Like,
I don't know what it is, but I've tasted a lot of knockoff energy drinks that taste like Red Bull.
I think it might be like the same single flavor or something.
Okay.
Up until now, I've been repeatedly saying I've been working on recreating a flavor. I'll just say may or may not be Red Bull.
Art of Drink.
Sorry?
You see all the Art of Drink one where he does like energy drinks?
No, actually, I should check that out. I just know when I was saying I've tried recreating stuff, we tried remaking like the recipes that people have for Red Bull online, and I taste it. And I'm like, what is this trash? It's like the open cola. It just doesn't even taste close.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to do the cola thing was because, you know, all the recipes that are out there are just ass. There's no redeeming qualities.
Why would some idiot spend a fucking year of their life and $10,000 making a reverse engineer version of Coca-Cola? Oh shit, sorry.
Honestly, I mean,
wow. For the views, man.
Well, obviously it was for the monies, obviously.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, the best way to live your life is for both. You get the monies and you get to do a cool experiment. How much money did you spend on it? Because just me buying the things that I only had to buy once following your recipe was easily approaching $200. And that includes like the pipette, the adjustable pipette. How much money do you think you spent?
That sounds, well, I mean, since I bought all the other flavors that I tested and they didn't quite work out, it was probably like a few thousand dollars total.
That seems right.
I mean,
yeah. Hmm.
Over the course of a year. So to me, it wasn't like terrible.
It's still probably more Coke than you would drink in quite a while.
Yeah. So I think one of the things that people might underestimate about the video is just like how much work I put in. Honestly, a lot of it was just like, aside from like, you know, setting off the samples and like doing like some little research here and there on like what things are made of and what this and the other thing. A lot of it was basically me just like, when I have like an hour or two of free time, me just like bringing out my box of essential oils, like a
crystal girl,
like a crunchy mom.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, pipetting little things, checking my recipe thing and measuring them out, mixing up a Coke, tasting the Coke. It wasn't terrible, honestly, in terms of like labor. It wasn't like I was sitting in a lab, like slaving away for 15 hours a day.
Yeah, until you add all the time up.
Yeah.
What?
It just kind of, I just kind of happened, I guess.
Can I tell you what I think is the best drink ever? This is absolutely not going to be celebrated by you guys. Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Oh.
Fucking love those things. Yeah, that's right. I knew that. I knew you're gonna be a nasty little boy about this.
Well, I've never had it, so I can't say.
No, the answer, NOS is the best drink ever.
You're insane.
Isn't that just like straight orange?
Probably.
That sounds, I actually have never had NOS. I should probably try it before talking shit. I like Mountain Dew Kickstart because it's, okay, I'm gonna tell you why I am so happy about your lab cola recipe being very close to actual Coca-Cola.
I know where this is going.
Actual Coca-Cola fucking sucks.
Wait, that's not what I thought you were gonna
say. Too much sugar in it.
That's not what I thought either.
It's got too much sugar in it. Diet Coke sucks because I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
It's also very sweet.
It's too sweet. Everyone is all or nothing. New Year's resolution, I weigh 400 pounds, and the next 2 weeks, I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to lose 200 pounds. Like, everyone tries to compress everything into as short and extreme version as possible instead of moderation. So, Coca-Cola has sugar in it. It's just Coke. What do people want if they can't have sugar? Do they want a moderately sweet? No, like, give me the fucking zero sweetener. They cannot have something that is moderately sweetened with sugar. And then boosted with artificial sweeteners.
I know. Even the Kickstart.
All or nothing. No, Kickstart is.
It's really?
Why, this is what I love.
Okay.
I really don't like artificial flavors. The only thing I can kind of handle, like Diet Coke and Coke Zero, both, like it somehow works with the artificial sweetener. Mountain Dew Kickstart. It's not an ad or anything, but I'll do anything. Mountain Dew, who owns it?
Just turning into one.
Yeah, just give me like a palette of not the grape one, not the red one either.
Will, can I tell you?
Yeah.
You know what other energy drink or energy drinks have sugar but boost it with an artificial sweetener,
please.
Like sucralose?
Is it not?
You might have heard before. It's called NOS.
Oh shit, are you serious? Fuck. It's like saturated with sugar already, and then they add some more sucralose to it.
Monster does it as well.
They do? They have sucralose and artificial Monster?
Monster has sucralose in the sugar version, yeah.
Oh, Jesus
just
Christ.
Just their base formula, their normal
Monster's
one?
Rancid, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what I want to do, I want to take the Lab Coke recipe, and I want to make what I think is my perfect version of Coca-Cola, which is like probably two-thirds of the sweetness. Like when I go to a fast food restaurant, I usually get, like if I go to In-N-Out, I get Coke, like half a thing of Coke, fill the rest up with soda water, and then squeeze a lemon into it. I think that's like the perfect soda. It's like I could imagine Europeans having this. Americans want their nasty little sugar water drink that has 104 grams of sugar per liter, which is psychotic. And It's awful. Like, I want something refreshing, mildly sweet, has more flavors than sweetness. Like, I don't want that, like, saccharine, nasty shit. But also, if I'm going to be drinking sugar, I want something else out of this. I mean, we talked about this earlier. Like, would you smoke nicotine-free tobacco? Why would you ever do that? Like, you're just getting the lung cancer without the nicotine. You shouldn't smoke any tobacco. That's what I'm not sure what I'm trying to say. But, like, how fucking stupid would it be to smoke cigarettes that don't have nicotine in them? You're just doing the smoking part and you're not getting the addiction part. You know, do you catch what I'm throwing down?
Like, I guess it depends on whatever else.
Imagine taking drugs that don't do anything good for you and they only give you side effects. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, that's stupid. So if you're going to drink sugar, you might as well also have some caffeine. Do I sound insane right now? Like, if I'm going to have, okay, you know, when you're eating something, you're like, is this worth the amount of sugar that's in it? Like, would you rather have like a piece of vanilla chocolate? What do they call it? Just vanilla? What do you call it? White chocolate? White chocolate?
Yeah.
White chocolate or chocolate?
Dude, you've had way too much sugar.
No, I'm doing. What did you put in this lab coke?
Give him another lab cola.
It's the tea trail, I'm telling you. What? Oh, John. John's like freaking. John's tweaking. He wants.
John wants some of that.
Okay. Basically, what I'm trying to say is if I'm going to eat something that's bad for me and is going to rot my teeth, I would like to be a little bit tweaked, right? Like, get me up and up, like, make me, you know, like, be my cup of coffee in
the
morning.
You like the caffeine, but you don't like the 300 or 200 milligram of caffeine.
Don't like the 200 milligram.
Like a monster.
Exactly. But I also don't like a shit ton of sugar, but I also don't like it to be just, you know, not sweet. Like, that's a different experience. Like, if I want soda, that's why I really like Mountain Dew Kickstart. They like stopped selling them though. I don't know why. They can only find them at like the Dollar Tree sometimes.
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do, this is not even what I want. I'm going to fucking do this and nobody can stop me. I'm going to take the lab Coke recipe and I'm going to make what I think is my best version of it for me, which is probably exactly your recipe, but less sugar. And then pump it with artificial sugar, like aspartame or sucralose. It's not the same thing. It's different.
But then it's still really sweet.
No, no, but you pull it back. You just put less in.
Okay.
So like if you put the sugar, because you don't, I'm assuming the artificial sweeteners can go in at the end. You don't have to cook those into it.
Probably I mean, they're just chemicals.
Yeah. So you just mix those in.
Actually, I think, okay, so you're going to want to check out the Art of Drink channel because he actually talks about some of this stuff. I think he mentioned that if you do certain things wrong, like maybe if the pH is a little bit weird, it can start to break down certain artificial sweeteners. There is like a little bit of like something you might need to do to, you know,
change the
make
pH.
Sure everything.
Just use sucralose. I feel like that's pretty robust.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
But yeah, I think like super low pH, like what Coke is, like mine is like about a 2.4 or something like that in pH, that would probably ruin something like aspartame. I'm guessing, but yeah, check out Art of Drink. He'll have all the information you need.
Okay.
For your impending journey.
What are your future plans?
Future plans.
And I don't mean like, you know, get married and have kids. I'm talking like, what's the company
YouTube.
That's going to like, What's going to happen when like these three soda conglomerates like get together and beat the living shit out of you for creating like close to perfect replicas of their brands? Who's Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper is shattering the illusion.
Yeah, no one gives a shit about Pepsi. Don't fucking waste your time with that.
No one cares.
Diet Coke? I feel like that, but that's kind of a little lame following up Coke with Diet Coke.
What about Monster Cubed?
Oh, Monster.
Or Pepsi Max.
What's Pepsi?
What's the Pepsi one, Nigel?
Max, yeah.
Is Pepsi it Max? Max.
Yeah.
The little tiny ones that you get in Japan that you are obsessed with.
Pepsi Max?
Probably, yeah, I think they are Pepsi. Okay. No, Pepsi Charge, maybe. Is that a thing?
Maybe. In Japan.
Charged.
What is a soda flavor? What's sort of next to Coke? What's the next Coke? Is it Dr. Pepper? No one cares about Sprite. No one cares about
Probably. Sport. I've seen a lot of comments on the same video about Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Oh, no. You know what someone needs to do? And this is like a formal request. Someone needs to recreate Pepsi Blue.
Oh, that was one of my other ideas, is just not put the caramel coloring in it for the Coke.
Oh, wait, what? I thought you were hyped on Pepsi Blue.
Well, you could just make it Coke Blue.
No.
What about Coke milk? We put something
Pepsi
like that
Blue.
Makes it opaque.
Titanium
oxide.
Okay, you guys
if you
are not
do leave out
your yogurt drink in it.
Oh yeah.
You guys aren't listening.
Okay.
Do you guys know what Pepsi Blue is?
Yes.
No.
Yes. It was from like 2005. They made this fucking horrible thing that tasted like toothpaste.
No, no. So just listen. Just listen. I've hyped it since it disappeared. And everyone would tell me, oh, you just drank it as a kid. It wasn't actually good. Like kid brain, kid memory. And then one day, I couldn't believe my eyes. I walked into the store and it was there in the fridge. This was like 2 years ago.
How long have
you seen
it? It was
just there. No, they said that Pepsi brought it back as a summer, like, thing. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. So I bought it. I tasted it. It was everything I remembered. It was all my hopes and dreams in a bottle.
Yeah.
And so I got it like once a week or something. Every time I went by, like, whatever. I don't know. I didn't get it that much. And then one day I was like, you know what? It's going to go away. I'm going to stock up. I go in.
Boom. Gone.
They're gone. They're gone.
Fuck.
And, you know,
it's a shame.
Yeah. And I need somebody to rebuild it because I miss it.
Yeah, but how do you rebuild it if you don't have it? This is more like a like an espionage video rather than a chemistry video.
It's all based on memories.
That's pretty
funny. You got to just build it from memory.
What's that channel you were recommending? The Art of Flavor?
Art of Drink.
You know the bell curve meme where it's like the stupid Wojak and then the smart one?
Mm-hmm.
You have the Art of Drink and then you have Pickle Pepsi. On the other end.
Oh, no.
Which end is Pickle Pepsi?
At the good end.
Okay. Fuck, we gotta do Pickle Pepsi.
Yeah, Pickle Pepsi. That's what we should do.
So you think
Hot Sauce Prime?
Yes. Oh, yes. We should try all that, guys.
Wait, who got more views? Pickle Pepsi or,
your video? I think the Coke video has such a big audience. Listen, where's Pickle Pepsi? How many views Pickle Pepsi?
I think it topped out at like 4 million.
Was Pickle Pepsi something you guys did, or was it someone else?
Holy shit, 8 million views on Pickle
Pepsi.
He's
got more.
There's this guy, M&J Metal. He's like, maybe I shouldn't describe him. His YouTube channel is him.
He's also a cola enthusiast.
Yes. I think this guy
Someone
lives,
of a scientist.
I don't know where he lives. I'm just going to say what I think. I think he lives in Alaska somewhere, 100 miles away from other people. And he goes to the grocery store once every like 2 months.
Yeah.
And then he like makes recipes once he's sort of down to like the bottom of the
barrel
ingredients.
He's low on supplies. So,
but I still don't understand where Pickle Pepsi comes from, but the recipe is Pickle Pepsi. He's Canadian.
That makes sense.
That could be Alaska still, basically.
I was concerned this was some sort of brain rot cola that the new kids
came
up with.
I mean, yes. Yeah. I don't think that's wrong. What about other secret recipes? Has anyone asked for like KFC, the 13 herbs and spices, the honestly that feels more like a cooking problem and less of a spice problem. Like deep frying shit's hard.
One of the people that I actually referenced in the video, like Glenn and Friends Cooking, they actually did the KFC chicken one apparently.
And they got it pretty close, you think?
I haven't tasted it myself, but I know he's pretty good with his recipes, so I'm gonna say probably.
What else? What other secret recipes?
There's Big Mac sauce, right?
Yeah.
A Big Mac sauce.
Okay.
I've got one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a secret formula type thing, but there is something that I will be extremely sad when it may eventually be taken off the menu.
Okay.
There is, have you heard of Red Robin, the burger
place?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At Red Robin,
you have positive things
there
to say
is
about
a
Red
burger.
Robin?
I do.
Shit.
I have a good one. My brother actually works there.
Okay.
We've got a, maybe you should come to Oklahoma. We have a good Red Robin here.
Okay.
But they have a burger called the Scorpion Burger. And it is, in my opinion, the best burger to ever be developed.
Is this like a sauce thing? Or is it made of actual
It does. Scorpions? It has scorpion pepper sauce. It's supposed to be super spicy, but it's actually like it's not.
Yeah.
American,
but
corporate spicy,
not
so
Thai spicy.
it's got the scorpion sauce on it. It's got like a garlic sort of aioli thing that goes with it, and the vegetables, everything. It's got fried jalapenos on it. It's just like the perfect burger, and everyone I've given it to is like, oh yeah, this is the burger. I will be very sad whenever it goes away. And I've tried, like, with my meager supplies to replicate the flavor of this burger. Mm. And it just, there's something about it. I don't know.
Is it mostly the sauce?
I need to figure out the recipe. I don't know. I feel like the sauce is definitely a big part.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely like, I love, like, the flavor of those, like, really hot peppers. They have a very unique flavor. So I definitely like that. But also, it's just like, I don't know. There's the fried jalapenos. There's the pepper jack cheeses.
Have you asked
just the whole package?
Your brother works there. You could probably just steal the recipe.
Yeah. Steal a whole bag of it.
I know.
It probably
comes
in like 1 gallon sauce bag.
Josh, go back in the kitchen. Watch them as they make my burger. I'm going to order the burger. You watch them as they make it. And you tell me all the things they put on it.
Yeah.
I bet if you asked the manager, they would just order him a bag of that sauce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet 90%
of those. Just get a big
vat
of the sauce.
Yeah.
I think I would guarantee that like 90% of the ingredients are off the shelf. Yeah, exactly. And then maybe the sauces are the thing that's like the Red Robin trade secret.
Oh, wait. If
They might just buy it from Sisco.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
So, because it reminded me of one thing that I've been really sad about. I don't think you guys had it in the US, but here, we had McDonald's chicken Chipotle wraps, but every time I get Chipotle from a fast food place, it's always like a creamy mayo base or I don't know. Whereas like this one was like a sweet Chipotle sauce. And in my opinion, it's amazing. And I still dream about it.
Absolute sugar queen.
No, it's kind of like, it reminds me a lot of like the sweet Thai chili sauce, but it was Chipotle. And I remember looking up where it came from, and people actually said, because some people were looking for it when it was gone, I think they said the reason they stopped it, this is all based on memory, it could be faulty, but it's because it was actually an existing sauce, and the company that sold it to them went out of business. So they now no longer had a supplier for it. But I feel like that works with a lot of restaurants. They just find some company and they just either tweak the formula a bit or just like sell
it.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just rebrand it for the restaurant. And unless you know the random thing on the shelf, you're not really going to find it.
I missed this one really random sauce from Big Lots. It was like the Big Lots brand of hot sauce. It was like the Scorpion or the Reaper, both of them. They were so hot. It was like the hottest hot sauce I've ever had, and it was like $1.
That's nobody was buying it. It was like a blast.
No,
Kevin,
were sold out.
Terrible.
I found bottles online on eBay for like the 3-pack.
Yeah,
and they were like $45.
They knew.
Now that Big Lots is out of business.
Yeah. Do you remember the name? You can't find the company, or was it actually Big Lots?
It's just like, I don't know if it's like a white label for Big Lots, I don't know.
Yeah.
There was a sauce. You guys all have seen like the Hot Ones channel and all that. Their like barbecue sauce, like their barbacoa sauce. I bought that one time and it's the only barbecue sauce I'll ever eat. I will ever use now.
Oh, nice.
Every time I go back to just like the name brand generic barbecue sauce, it just tastes like sweet and like syrupy, just wrong. Their like barbecue sauce was like, I don't know. It was just like it was the whole thing. It was just great.
Do you think that trying to recreate Coke is an easier process than trying to recreate like a barbecue sauce like that? Like, do you think is something with like more organic material going to be way more difficult to reverse engineer?
Probably. I mean, as long as you can like find what certain things come from what, and you can like definitively say that's where it came from.
What is barbecue sauce?
Unless you can do that, it gets pretty hard.
It's like ketchup, it's molasses, like, smoky flavors.
Yeah, it's like brown sugar, similar stuff.
Okay.
It's like burnt peppers. Ketchup, kind of. Some, if that makes...
yeah.
It's, yeah, like dark ketchup. If ketchup was
evil. That makes
sense.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on this episode of the Secret Podcast. I feel like we learned a lot, and I thoroughly enjoyed trying your cola. I think it's one of my favorite experiences to like see something online and then like actually experience it in real life, which is, you know, kind of the whole point of open sauce. I was thinking, you know, minus all legalities, it would be cool to serve a lab cola at open sauce this year.
I was gonna say, for like your scheme about coming up with a your perfect cola, you could have like a competition where you see someone could produce you,
Kevin,
get you your favorite.
Kevin can make his
flavor.
What's your perfect cola?
Kevin Cola.
Kevin Kohler.
Yeah.
Kohler Cola.
Wait, that's really good. Kevin Kohler.
Kevin Cola.
Give me a glass of that Kevin Kohler.
Or Kohler Cola. What would you change about Coca-Cola?
I think it's too sweet, and I don't like how it makes your teeth feel kind of sticky.
That's probably the tannins.
And like
yeah.
squeaky.
It's probably the acid, honestly. Yeah, like really. Reduce some of the acid.
Yeah, I like Diet Coke. I don't like the full sugar version. Mm-hmm. Not even because of the sugar anymore. I just prefer the taste and the mouthfeel to Diet Coke.
It is a unique taste. But if you like mix the two together, half sugar, half...
Never tried it.
Nigel, what about you?
Oh, I actually do like black cherry vanilla Coke. They got rid of that. I used to drink that all the time in high school.
Gone.
We'll figure out here in a minute, Nigel.
Nigel, what about you?
Sorry? What?
What's your perfect Coke? What would you change about Coke if you could modify the recipe that you have at your disposal now? Or would you do the same?
I think Coke itself is fine. I feel like right now a longer answer than you thought. Because like right now, Coke says like original taste. They're in this like weird rebranding phase where they're actually changing the flavor. And I don't know, Coke's flavor has changed over the years. I feel like what it is now is worse than what it was like 10 years ago.
What about 100 years ago? Do you guys feel like taking a little trip to Colombia?
So I think that I've always liked the flavored Cokes. And to me, Cherry Coke, I've always been very fond of. And just recently, I've been finding it's a little bit more chemically lately. I don't know if that's just me, but for a limited time, they released like orange cream cola.
I like that.
I actually really like that.
That was good.
That was the first random cola flavors that I was like, oh, this is good. Oh, actually, the other comment I'll say too is there was a collaboration between Coca-Cola and Marshmallow.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That is my favorite form of Coke. It was like watermelon something, and it tasted similar to Pepsi Blue. That's why I like it.
Nigel's palate is like sitting right somewhere between the ages of like 8 and 16.
No, it was, dude, Marshmallow, yo, shout out to Marshmallow for making a great flavor.
Was it just sweet kind of vanilla cream?
It was watermelon strawberry Coke.
Oh my God. What's the word marshmallow have to do with this?
No, the artist. Right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The artist Marshmallow did a collab flavor. So I don't know, man.
And
I don't
know
if I
can get Marshmallow.
I heard John Grown too.
I need to find out what that flavor was. Cause like,
I mean,
you know,
why wouldn't it be marshmallow flavor?
Yes.
Like, come on.
Like, kind of like,
he's
come
like, on. That's too on the nose, man. Let's do like watermelon blue raspberry.
Dude, I think a marshmallow flavor would be great. It'd be like a slightly toasty, like vanilla Coke.
Yeah. Like cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, either way, that was my perfect form of Coke. The marshmallow Coca-Cola collaboration flavor.
I think we should try to make our like best version of Coke and then make some number of them and serve it at Open Sauce. Like bring.
Okay.
Like,
people can vote.
And people can vote. That's what I think we should do. See who's his best.
And hopefully not.
Yeah. Well, he has to be the OG.
Yeah.
Is Open Sauce over like the weekend?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, for me, it's more days, but I would say the longest you would reasonably be there is like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, though, is like, for you.
I mean,
what you should do is tell your employer.
Maybe if I like off during the week.
Don't even take it off. Just tell them that you already have a thing organized before you start. That's the best way to get time off. Like, it's like these days, I cannot. Yeah. Just tell them your grandma's going to die.
She's going to die.
Just don't let them publicly see this conversation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
No, let them see. Say, like, just like, I'm going to Open Sauce. Come on.
Yeah, they're not your masters.
Yeah.
The keeper of your schedule. Listen, boss, I work to live, not live to work.
Yeah. I'll have to check with them. Just don't want to mess anything up because it is like an internship type thing. Yeah.
Don't worry. You'll make
more
money
doing
your job.
Yeah. You're not going to work there for much longer if you. Keep doing videos. I told TechJoyce the same thing. She's did like this AMA on Reddit or on YouTube. She's like, yeah, I'm going to go to college. I just graduated high school. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're not going to college. Nope. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, honestly, though, like once you.
But you're so invested that, you know, you have to finish at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm already basically.
You should drop out. It's getting in the way of it your is. Real. Your
the
real, life.
The real trick, which is a classic, is you want to get right so close to graduating and then quit.
I have this like fucking reoccurring nightmare that I like. Just, I missed one class or something awful like that. Like I got,
I still
everything
have that.
Except like one final. I don't know where that
back
comes
in
from.
High school, I've had that dream. Yeah,
that's horrible. Like you're just like, wow, I just threw like 5.5 years of my life away because I like skipped one final on accident or like I forgot. Like, oh, no, I like God.
That literally happened to me to this day.
It did happen to
that
me.
That literally happened. Like I went the same year where I failed the certain class and switched over to chemistry. Mm. That year, I walked into class and I realized that day was the day of the midterm.
Mm.
Mm.
And I had zero
that's a,
notes.
That's
and
a good feeling.
Anything.
How'd you do?
So that happened.
Did you pass?
I think I got like a 20%.
Well,
I was going to say double digits is good. Yeah. As long as you get double digits, that's.
It was momentum heat and mass transfer too. It was a thing.
Well, thank you for coming on this episode of Save Third Podcast. I would say we can talk about mass transfer or taxes. Which one do you guys choose? Or we can end it.
I'm hungry.
You told me there'd be tornado talk.
Oh, tornado talk. Wait, is there going to be an extra?
Yeah, we could. Nigel, how much time do you have? We got to do our extra too.
I got another hour.
Okay. We'll do tornado talk on the 53rd extra on Patreon. Thank you guys for supporting us on Patreon. It's the only way that John gets paid. There's a link in the description. You get an extra podcast every single week. It's exactly like this. So if you think this is worth money, don't say it if you don't think it's worth money. But you support us and
your
you get
silence
extra
speaks
stuff.
Volumes. Yeah.
I forgot to say one thing.
Loudly.
Every single person in the comments who misses and loves Pepsi Blue, please leave a comment.
Watch there be not a single comment.
Blue. Let's count them for the next podcast.
If they brought Pepsi Blue
the comments
back,
are just going to be L. Nigel, L. Nigel.
I would try.
Then they're all going to say it's bad.
I'll make you Blue Coke with a Lab Coke secret open recipe.
It's not Blue Coke.
I'll make you blue. It'll be blue and it'll be Coke.
Not
all
blue
right.
Coke.
See you guys on Patreon or next week.
Oh, and also if Marshmallow's listening, please.
Dude, I've had to pee for like 10 minutes, Nigel. We have to end it now and I'll be right back for the extra.
Okay, see you guys next week. If you would like to watch how to make your very own Coca-Cola, that is, I would say, basically 95% of the way there, completely capable of fooling your friends and family and potentially save you thousands of dollars a year depending on how much Coca-Cola you drink, you should go check out Lab Coats, Zach Armstrong. There's a link in the description.
That's me.
Zach Coats.
Go do
Arm
it.
Labs.
Arm Labs.
Zach Coats, Arm Labs.
It's actually a great video, and you'll. I enjoyed it a lot. I watched the whole thing on 1x speed, and that's, I think, probably the nicest thing somebody could
Holy
ever say
crap.
About a YouTube video.
Wow. Though,
yeah. Did you have to take?
Well, thank
Will,
you very much, Will. I very much appreciate that.
Welcome. Were you or were you not on Adderall?
It was at the end of the day. When I'm on Adderall, I gotta use my Adderall effectively. Mm. So I'm not going to tell you what I do.
I'm asking if you needed, because you're saying one time
oh,
speed.
Oh, I raw dogged it.
Implying, you didn't even need
didn't
Adderall.
Even, I didn't even need Adderall
That's
to
crazy.
Watch one YouTube video, yeah. No.
Didn't even scroll through the comments?
Didn't scroll through the comments. No, I was loced in. There was a bunch of other things I had to do throughout the day. Mm. And so it did take me, I would say, maybe 4 or 5 hours to actually watch it in its entirety. But I never skipped forward. I would just pause it, and then I would leave for 2 hours to go take care of a problem, and then I would come back and watch it again.
Fair.
It's like watching a Nile Red video.
Exactly. And then you wake up and you know in the morning and you're like, ah shit, I missed the last 90% of it. And then you have to go back and start over. All right, we'll see you guys next week.